This is Brian Hill, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. Monday was Left-Handers Day. It's finally a day that we can all celebrate, and we have all week been talking about left-handers, and there's a lot of famous left-handed actors and actresses, comedians and everything, and even in video games. And today we're going to talk some comics. Now, surprisingly, there's not a lot of left-handed characters in comics. When you Google it, they talk a lot about characters that are, you know, by necessity have to be left-handed because they had, like, their right hand chopped off or something's wrong with their right hand. You have characters like Hellboy, Rick Grimes from Walking Dead, Claw from the Marvel Universe. These are guys who don't have right hands, so they have to use their left hand. It's kind of a cop-out, I think. But there are a few actual characters that are actually left-handed. Blue Beetle supposedly is left-handed, so that's really cool. He, you know, we're big fans of Blue Beetle and Booster Gold here on the show, so that made me happy when I saw that. And then Sinestro is also left-handed, which comes as no surprise because left and sinister are kind of used to be almost the same words and everything. So that's, you know, they did their history there. But also, speaking of doing their history, Garfield is left-handed. You know, I know that's more comic strip than comic book, but yeah, he's been shown pretty much always to be left-handed. And there's a few ideas as to why he is. One of them is that James Garfield, who he's named after, was left-handed. He was the first left-handed president of the United States. And then also, most male cats are left-handed. So they're, you know, left-hand dominant. And that could be, you know, another reason. Since he is a male cat, it makes sense for him to be left-hand dominant, which is really cool. But yeah, Blue Beetle is... One thing I thought was interesting is, you know, on yesterday's show, we talked about how a lot of the Simpsons characters are left-handed because Matt Groening is left-handed. Kermit the Frog is left-handed because Jim Henson is left-handed. Well, for some reason, this didn't transfer over to comic books because Stan the Man Lee is left-handed. And, yeah, most of his characters, you know, aren't. And I don't know if it's something to do, you know, maybe he is ashamed of being left-handed. I don't know. I've met the guy, but I didn't think to ask. And I think that's, you know, curious. It makes me think because when we look at all those other creators, you know, they bring that over. The Gravity Falls people, there's a lot of left-handed people on that as well, a lot of left-handed characters. And this is... You know, Stan Lee co-created so many great characters that statistically, I mean, even if they were out in the real world, 1 in 10, 1 in 9 would be left-handed. So you would think that his characters would be too. It may have just been something he never acknowledged or didn't feel the need to put in the stories. But I would like to think that, like, a lot of mutants are left-handed. You know, I don't know why. I have nothing to back that up at all, other than I think it would make kind of sense, you know, with their mutations and things like that. And so, but it's not just, you know, comics and stuff. There's a lot of anime characters too that are left-handed, and a lot of cartoon characters. On SpongeBob, I mean, SpongeBob, Patrick, and Mrs. Puff are all left-handed. Finn from Adventure Time is, and so are some of the other characters there. Mulan was left-handed. So is Shang from Mulan. A lot of characters in Family Guy are left-handed as well. And, Chris is Peter, Quagmire, all of them. Francine from American Dad. You know, there's left-handed people out there. They're just not represented that much. Usually as bad guys. Like I said, Sinestro, left-handed, because Sinister and everything. And anime, though, you know, you have characters from Bleach. Ishida, or Ishida from Bleach is, and people from Patricia Thompson from Soul Eater, Edward Elric from Full Metal, Mayuri from Bleach, you know, so it's, I mean, the list goes on and on. We're not going to do like yesterday where I just sit here and name off all these anime characters that are left-handed. And so it's something, you know, that they pay attention to. Sailor Mars is, which is cool. And it's, you know, they make it a point, whether it be through swordplay or magic casting or something, you know, these characters are left-handed. And then you jump over to comics, you know, there's people that say Batman might be left-handed because the way he punches and things, but I bet Batman's ambidextrous. He can do everything else, so I bet he's ambidextrous. But, you know, I think it's as many creative people as there are in comics, you know, all the doctors, and Kyle Rayner's left-handed in my mind. But, you know, you have all these incredibly talented and creative people making their suits, designing suits and everything, and it just stands to reason that there are some left-handed people out there. But let me know what you think. I mean, what characters can you see being left-handed? You can let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud, or hit us up on social media. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're everywhere. You can also email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. And make sure you click that little subscribe button. That way you get not only this show, but also Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and DC Animated Adventures. Lots of good stuff going on all over the network. But otherwise, that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. All your left-handed kisses were just prelude to another prelude.